And as you relinquish, we move right in there, Durwood.
You're ready with the song, I presume?
Well, I guess I'm about as ready as I'm ever going to be.
Then you're ready.
I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I'd ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
You off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. Ooh, I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Now an easygoing escapist type ditty. Give me the simple life. Written in simple and lively fashion by Harry Ruby and Rube Bloom. This arrangement, incidentally, is by Sam, Buddy Cole's cat. Too bad Buddy's cat isn't named Ruby, isn't it? Then we'd have Ruby Cole, Harry Ruby, and Rube Bloom all going on the same tune.
A cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter. And the ones you love inside. I don't believe in fretting or grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant, dining on pheasants. Those things roll off of my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. Yes, a cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the ones you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeedy, give me the simple life. And living I find is best. When your mind is keen as a carving knife. I'm crazy about sleep, can't do without sleep. Give me the simple life. I love to whittle and play a little tune on a 10-cent fife. Life. I greet the dawn when I awaken. The sky is clear up above. I like my scrambled eggs and bacon served by someone that I love. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care of strife. Sounds corny, seedy, but yes, indeed, give me the simple life.
Message for you now, friends. Words and music calculated to give you pause for thought.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley's Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
A musical interlude now, featuring the music of Buddy Cole.
Yes, you appear to have carte blanche, Buddy. Take over. And how about one of the numbers you do in your Ingenuity and Sound album? I've been doing some research here, and I've discovered that fathers-to-be don't always pace the floor while waiting in the hospital.
No?
No. Not all men are floor pacers and nail chewers and chain smokers.
You're telling me?
Well, wait a minute. I don't hope to tell you anything about the maternity waiting room.
Let me tell you something, Ken. The last time I was in the maternity waiting room, you know what I did while I was waiting?
No.
I took a nap.
Well, I can believe that because that's what shows in the survey I read. Every now and then, an expectant father just goes off to sleep. He doesn't pace around like a caged lion. And there's a case of a college student who did his homework in the waiting room.
I guess men are getting calmer.
Well, I wouldn't entirely say that, Rosemary.
Well, actually, I wouldn't know what went on out there.
You know, really, men would probably be better off biting their nails and pacing the floor because a lot of expectant fathers just cave right in.
Oh, they faint, huh?
Oh, they keel over like a codfish. They fall around all over the place.
Well, maybe that's what I did the last time. I might have just passed out. I know I was in a chair when I woke up.
Put you there, huh? Well, these statistics have been released by a big New York hospital, and Plenty of men just go into an old-fashioned faint.
I'll be darned. They make for the maple, huh?
That's right.
Well, you know something? I understand in Seattle's new general hospital, they have the ultimate up there for expectant fathers.
What's that? A big pink rug on the floor so when they take a dive, they won't cut themselves up?
Better than that, even, Rosie. They got free oxygen there in the maternity waiting room.
Free oxygen?
Sure.
Well, I must say, Seattle's taken a very gigantic step forward in considering the plight of fathers-to-be.
Oh, Seattle's a very, very progressive town.
Sure.
Very progressive. That's World's Fair country,
mm-hmm.
you know, Jane. Now, if I had even, you know, if I had just a slight whiff of oxygen, I think I could get through a song for the folks.
In some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue, with someone sharing a delightful chat of this and that and cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath the serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient, with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most every afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. Intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Why is ordinary news reporting like a noisy classroom? Well, the voice of authority is missing. CBS News, over the CBS radio network, brings you on-the-spot reports from veteran correspondents around the world, plus a full report of local news from this station's community news staff. To get all the news in full and firsthand, local, national, worldwide, hear CBS News every hour on the hour weekdays and regularly through the weekend.
Just the monkeys and the palm tree, in the middle of an island. Plenty time to do some kissing, plenty time for lots of loving, and walking barefoot in the sand. Though there's no island at all, just a picture on my wall. My darling, how I wish we could be in our paradise for two.
Song now, ladies and gentlemen.
And what makes this particular love song so important, Bing?
Well, I tell you, we rehearsed it, we know it, and yeah. Buddy Cole's got the downbeat standing by there.
Wait till I get a glass of water.
Later. Women.
You'd be so nice to come home to.
You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby.
You'd be all that I could desire under stars chilled by the winter,
under an August moon burning above. You'd be so nice,
you'd be paradise to come home to and love.
Under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice,
you'd be paradise to come home to and love.
Bye for now, folks.
Certainly hope you listen again, ladies and gentlemen. Adios.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.